Katie Hunter from MA UK. I'm here with the one and only James Webb, who has got his rematch with Natalia Frederick coming up at the next Cage Warriors London on the 22nd of November. It's a Friday, so don't get confused. Well, James, where do I start? This is the rematch of the fight that I'm going to say everyone was talking about, but there was obviously another controversial fight on the card with the Nicholas Dorby and Ross Houston main event. But
yeah,
your fight was controversial for a few reasons. One, I think a lot of people were confused by the decision. Mm. And two, there was the illegal spike and people weren't really sure what was happening with that. So what's your reflection on it a few months later?
I still stand by the way I felt after. Like, I still won that fight. Definitely. But I'm over it, you know? And November 22nd is like, I have to go again and do it. I don't care. I'm happy to do that, and I'll put it away. I will finish it this time. And that'll be the end of it, you know? And then there'll be no more talk of it. That's how I want it. I don't want it to even be mentioned anymore. I'll just get it finished, and then I'm done, and I'm on my way to where we're going next, you know? So
is that what you're looking forward to most? Just being able to put this all behind you and nobody asking you questions about it anymore?
Yeah, like, that's it. I just don't want to be involved in that conversation anymore, and I just don't want it, you know? Like, finish it, and like with all the other guys and fights I've finished, there's no ever mention of anything else, you know, because if they've been finished, so
yeah.
So that's going to be again, you know? I will finish the fight. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And is this your first, I know definitely professionally, I think it is, but your first rematch with anyone, does it feel different going in knowing that you know what that opponent feels like and what they bring?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Like, it's a good thing, you know, because you get to, you sort of know what to expect, and you can sort of alter your training, or actually, we haven't really altered the training at all. It's just, it's nice because you know more, you know? Like, you can watch, like, I don't really watch much tape on guys. That's what my coach will do.
Yeah.
Because now you've felt it, you sort of are more aware, and you know things that, like, what they like, but I suppose, but at the same time, you know, like, there's always that you should be trying to evolve. So I know I have. I know I've trained very differently and much smarter, and I know I'm very different to how I was 3 months ago, you know? So, you know, there's always that, like, you know, you felt it, but then almost like you should be looking to improve. So it should be a different person you're against, you know? Like, oh no, I'm a different person. So, we'll see.
Was there anything about the way he fought that surprised you in the first fight?
No, like he surprised me. Like, he obviously had, his submission defense obviously surprised me a lot, you know? But then it was very unorthodox as well, you know. It was a lot of stuff that I didn't train for and couldn't train for, you know. I didn't have the bodies to almost do that. And he surprised me, like, how fit he was, you know, to be fair. That was it. But
his ability to get back up surprised me as well. I clearly had it, even when I was trying to be generous towards him, I still had it 3-2. So with the point deduction, I still struggle with the judges' scorecards. And I know, like, definitely some people I met afterwards thought it was 4-1 to you. So
that side of things
must be difficult to hear.
Like, it is difficult to hear it. Like, I haven't really heard any different, you know. I haven't really heard anyone say I lost a fight yet, so that is what it is, you know. But, like, there's a little fire in me and there's an urge, like probably something I've never felt before, you know, and something that I'm going to use yeah. that is going to just get this done with, you know, like I'm done with it. I'm going to finish it, you know, like I had like everything I wanted to do in that fight pretty much come off bar getting the finishes, you know, like my entries to my takedowns, yeah. everything was very smooth. It was just like executing it, and I will execute like this time, you know, there's no doubt about it. You know, things are going to change, and we'll see that. You'll see that 22nd of November, you know, everyone will see that, and that'll be it.
And you did get injured in the fight due to the illegal spike.
Yeah.
Afterwards, you weren't holding your belt, which I felt bad. I made you put it on for the interview.
Yeah, actually,
I didn't realise that you weren't holding it because it hurt.
Yeah, I had it on the other shoulder, yeah. So
so how's that shoulder now?
I'm good now. I'm very good now. Like I was out for about 6 weeks after, you know. I'd like
yeah.
Whatever happened, you know, and you know, there's no excuse either. I was still there in the fifth round, taking people down. So there I was, but yeah, like that's no excuse. My shoulder's great, you know. It's not going to happen again, obviously, because everyone should now know that it's illegal. So you know, there's no risk yeah. of being put on my head. You know what I mean? Like. So yeah, like it's not gonna happen again. Do you know what I mean? If it does happen, then I'm yeah. fucking hell. I don't know what's gonna happen, but we'll see. But yeah,
it can't happen again. It can't.
No, it can't because it can't. So you know, like yeah, that it was something that like annoyed me because the more annoying thing was it shouldn't have happened, and it did.
Yeah,
but like. I'm over it, you know.
Yeah.
It happened, and then.
And did it?
What's that? Sorry.
Sorry, did it hinder you in the fifth round, or like
yeah.
the adrenaline pumping too much? Was it after the fight that?
I know I did something, but it was right. only until after, where like so as soon as the fight was over, when the bell went, it was like a relief, and then I found it hard to get up. Madly.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't carry the belt. I said to Chris after, I said, I can't take that, you have to take the belt. And then, yeah, like literally, I remember being back at the hotel after. I remember like trying to talk to people. I couldn't move my arm, you know, so I done yeah. something to it. But that's not, I don't even want to like almost talk about it. I just want
to. Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that happened, and it shouldn't have. But there's no like excuse, or there's no like no, not even me being tough. You know, like I'm gonna have to be dragged out of there to be finished. You know what I mean? No one's doing
yeah.
that. No one's done that to me. You can put me on my head. I'm still there. So, yeah. Doesn't really like to me. It's not an injury. It's just part of it, you know. Like it happened, and
yeah,
it demoralized me because it shouldn't have happened. But hey,
yeah,
here I am. You know, I've been training very hard. I've been back in a very tough camp for a good while now. You know, and I'm still a good while out. You know, I had a few weeks where I had to take it off, but nothing stopped me. You know, I was keeping my fitness high. I was training around everything. You know, and it was actually improving other areas. So there was no injury. There was an evolution. I don't know if that sounds right, but I evolved and I learned to manage and work around and improve certain aspects. And that's like. A massive shout out to like my coaches, you know, Chris. Like we,
yeah,
he's all about improving and methods to improve, and that's what we do here, like at KF. You know, we're doing stuff that like I've never seen anyone else do, you know. And I've been to a lot of gyms and I've trained with different people and I've trained with a lot of high level guys. And he does stuff that like
yeah.
He does a lot of stuff that isn't normal. Like you just don't. Like the way he comes up with things, and you know, like I said, I had an injury which wasn't an injury to me, you know, because we just trained around it. We just worked other things. We worked on
yeah.
like strengthening weaknesses, and that's what it's about, really. You know, like constantly improving and then testing yourself, you know, and that's what I did, you know, and that's a credit to him as well. Like he had to put me in place a few times where like I was lacking motivation. I think there was a few times I'd wake up and be like, I ain't going to Dublin, I'm not coming. But, you know, he'd ring me and be like, what the fuck are you doing? But he knows me, you know, like you can't, I don't really do well with like people being nice to me, you know. I need a bit of like tough love, you know, and it works. So, yeah, it's a massive credit to have him in my corner too.
Well, we often give props to your coaches and your gym, and I just wanted to mention another one of your teammates too, actually, and see what you think of him, because Ian Garry was supposed to fight on the card that you were fighting at Night of Champions. Unfortunately, his fight fell through like a couple of days before the fight. He's fought and won again since then, and he's fighting on Cage Warrior Hulk. So I just wondered how good you think he is and how good he can be, because he's someone who always catches my attention. I love to watch him in and out of the cage.
Yeah, I think as good as he wants to be, if I'm honest with you. Like, I don't think there's any limit you can put on it. I think he's got the right work ethic and attitude. Fucking loves to talk to everyone. I think he's I don't think there's a limit you can put on it, you know. I think if whatever I think he wants to do, he can do, you know. I think we all have that good mindset here, we believe, and he does the same thing, he believes. So I don't have any doubt, you know. I know where I expect to see him be in the next few years, you know. I think he feels the same way, you know, but that's down to Ian, you know. Right now he's on a good path and he's doing very well for himself, and yeah, there is no limit really, you know. Like I don't think you can put a limit on him, but I think if he says it, you know, you almost believe it. So, and until he does it and you don't until he does something that I don't see, then I'll stand by that, you know. I think he's going to do very well, you know. I think he'll be very big. I think he's definitely going to be the biggest MMA guy coming out of Ireland for sure in the next year, I'd say. You know, I think there'll be all eyes and talk about him, you know, which is rightly deserved as well, because to see what he puts into training and that. And he's pretty real too, which is what I like. You know, he's not coming to the gym in his Gucci bag yet. You know, he's coming in his Penny's gear, and he's like training and stuff. You know, he's still. He knows where it's at, you know, he's real, so it's good. It's good. It's a good training partner to have as well, you know. Another big guy there. So we're full of big guys here, you know, we have a lot of big guys. So there's no limit.
It must be a good vibe in the gym with you all doing so well.
Yeah, the vibe's unreal. Like I said, I don't think you can name a gym that's doing the same stuff, you know. Like I'm very fortunate actually, because I come from ZR back home, and like Alan's done the same thing with all the Jiu Jitsu guys. And then Chris and Tom here, like I said, like Chris is just doing stuff that coaches don't do for their students, you know. And it's like it's like from amateur to pro. Like the gym's a joke with how many belts and stuff has been won. Like the record of the team's unbelievable, you know. Like the win rate is unreal. And it's not like we're a team of like three or four people. There's probably about eight or nine amateurs, you know. There's five pros, you know. There's a fairly good sized team, and it's just win. So there's a good wave of us, you know. There's like me at the front almost, and then the guys behind me, and then there's the amateurs that are about to turn pro, and then there's the amateurs that have just gone to amateur. There's just wave after wave, and I think Team KF is going to be I know it is. It's a force to be reckoned with, you know. I don't think people want to fight us, you know. Like we're like a fairly tight group. We're very consistent with the training partners, and they're all fucking tough, they're all good. And yeah, like I said, there's gonna be a big wave of very good KF guys coming through, you know? And I think you're gonna see that definitely by the end of next year. Everyone will be paying attention. I know people are paying attention now, you know. People can,
and success breeds
it does breed more success,
breeds,
you know?
As well, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Iron sharpens iron, that's what they say, you know. And you know, like from the top it's just quality, you know. Like I said, Chris does a lot of stuff that you just don't see anywhere else. There's a lot of, like, there's so many methods to it, and it's unreal. And that's coming from the top down, you know, and Carl as well, like Carl's not fighting anymore, you know, but he's still there and he's got like quite a big input on things, you know, and he's like, he's a legend in his own right, you know, and he's still like, he's a very good guy still, you know, so you like the knowledge you're bringing in and everything that's going on, it's just the vibe's unreal. Like, you know what I mean? It's a very, very good vibe in the gym. Like, you know, like it's the place to be, I believe, you know, like it really is the place to be. So I'm very fortunate I'm here. Like I've moved up in the world as well. Like I used to do the interviews in the gym or the clinic and now I'm in Chris's gaff. Like I slowly managed to creep in there. No idea how, just like slowly.
I'll say the connection's quite bad though.
Oh, is it? Oh, is it my connection?
Tell him to pay up for the faster Wi-Fi.
I don't think he knows I'm on the Wi-Fi either. I'm just sort of, I'm getting on everything. I'll be on the mortgage by the end of the year. why not, eh?
Well, I am going to wrap it up because the connection is quite bad and I want
Sorry.
To be able to hear everything that you say. But no, you're fine. I'm going to catch you on the night anyway when I want to see you with the belt and a massive smile afterwards.
You're definitely celebrating. 100%. Yeah, the belt will be standing.
I wanted to see it with a smile this time.
I'll be smiling, trust me.
So is this a bad blood match? Like, is there bad feeling between you guys now?
Nah, I don't care about him, so. Like,
yeah.
Not at all. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it means nothing to me. Like, it means nothing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you lose yourself in that sort of shit. Do you know what I mean? You want to start, like, creating, like, feuds and shit like that. Like, you just lose yourself in your own training. Like, that's not it at all. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, that's the truth. I don't care. Like, I'm there to fight and whoever's told I'm fighting, I fight and I show up and that's it. Like, to me, it's it. Yeah. I don't care. Don't care.
If Kaytorius had offered you another opponent, would that have bothered you? Are you glad to get the rematch and put this to bed, or would you have been happy with anyone?
I'm actually glad about the rematch, to be fair. It's going to be done with, you know? There's not really... I'm not sure who else would have been around. It just makes sense. Like, you know, the people thought it was a draw, then whatever. It won't be called a draw ever again after this, you know. It'll be two wins. That's how I see it. So that is how it'll be.
And is this the fight that gets you to the UFC?
You know, like, that's not for me to say, but we'll see, hopefully, you know. That's completely out of my hands, you know. It's completely out of my hand, but hopefully, what's that?
They usually do that card in London in
March,
that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be nice. Like, I'd see no reason why not either as well, you know, like I'd be the Cage Warriors champion, you know, like I'm still, like, finishing people and doing well, like I bring a crowd, why not just throw me in there, eh? Throw me in there, sign me up, I'm on it. Just whoever, you know. So
even more reason to make a statement on November 22nd.
I've been a long time doing like combat now, you know, like combat sports and competing, and it's time to like now put it in, like get to where I want to be, you know. Like it took me a longer time because it took me a longer time to go into MMA, but I believe that was the right decision for me, you know. Believed I've done a lot of like stuff that people don't want to do. Like I said, like I'm not the one in fights getting dragged about, you know. I'm the one doing that to people, you know. So now it's time to get to where I want to be, you know. And like I said, test your ability, you know. That's what it is. Test how good you are. Test how you're improving and evolving. And yeah, I need to get to the bigger stage as well, you know. Like that's it for me, Katie. I need to get to the top, and I will get there, you know, and I'm very confident that I will do it after this, you know, like I'll get this done, and hopefully I'll get like a nice call in the new year, you know, and I'll be the next guy.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this again, James. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. I couldn't have this title fight coming up and not ask you for a chat.
No, that's fine.
I'm absolutely buzzing, and I see this being even more emphatic than the first one. I'm glad to hear that you're injury free now and training's going well and that everyone in the gym is doing good.
Yeah, no, that's very good. Thank you for the call as well. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Anyone you want to give a shout out to before we go?
Team KF, the ISI, and all my sponsors. They all know that they are players. Malahide, Flo, Jay Putney, Stephen Webb and Sunroofing, Advocate Finance, and We Are Mortgages. So, and Simon Higgins, Chef.
Don't forget anyone.
And my missus as well, my partner. For putting up for me for the last few months. So, yeah.
Well, thank brilliant. You to everyone. I can't wait to see you next month. Stay fit and healthy.
I will. I'll be there, trust me. I will be there. No doubt about it.
Excellent.
Take care, Kay. Thank you very much.
See you soon, James. Bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye. Bye.